Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning into the channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe. My name is Nick Eden, and welcome to episode 13 of Morning Cup of Merch. All right, guys, so this is going to be a super short show today. There's been a lot of excitement about merch. The weekend is coming up, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling, so, but I still wanted to come in and talk to you guys for just a couple minutes. Yesterday, we had the release of new products, the tank tops, the raglan tees, and the V-necks in the South. It's every day. It's an everyday thing. So we had the release of those products. They'll be going into the beta uploader. I do think that's going to make it where the beta uploader comes out a lot faster, but, you know, I don't have any inside track on that. But it did spark a debate in the Merch University Facebook group last night, which was, are you still excited about merch like you once were? And a lot of people weren't. So I would take that opportunity to do some self-evaluation over the weekend, over the next couple of weeks, even if it's just over the weekend and then in a portion of next week. Don't upload. Don't go in and do any keyword or anything like that. Really just sit back, look at your account, see where you started. See if you're doing everything that you should be doing to scale your account to where you need to get it. And somebody will say, well, yeah, Nick, I'm doing that. I'm looking up niches and I'm uploading shirts. And, you know, I see the shirts that are selling and I'm doing shirts in the same niche. Are you really researching it? Like, do you know that niche? Do you know what people are looking for? When you're looking at a niche, are you just going into Amazon.com, putting it in, looking at the BSR and saying, okay, that sells? Are you really looking to see what type of customer is buying that type of shirt? Something as simple as hashtagging that niche on Instagram and seeing the shirts that people are wearing, looking at the colors, looking at the typography, looking at the illustration, looking at just everything about it, what their habits are, really studying and understanding the customer. I think if people really took the time to understand the customer, things would be a lot different in terms of knowing what you're putting up. That being said, I also think that people have got to start detaching themselves from the mass Facebook groups. And I'm going to get emails and inboxes about this, but I'm not saying for good. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is the very antithesis of that. What I'm saying is people are getting frustrated and leaving the groups altogether because they don't feel like there's any value. They feel like there's a lot of negativity. And because it's so in your face and we're on such a 24-hour social media cycle, I think that if you just kind of get away from the groups for a minute, take a week, and just do nothing print-on-demand related but research. Or maybe even find a, you know, two or three other like-minded merch sellers and do a small mastermind. RJ and Matt talked about that. I think that's a great idea. And I'm not talking about 10, 20 of you guys. I mean, literally like three or four of you. And, you know, do GroupMe instead of Facebook Messenger or emails or Google Hangouts or what, hell, AOL chat, whatever. Just get away from all the mass hysteria that goes on in the groups to give your mind a chance to reset. And I think it may change your overall perception of merch and print on demand, because I think if it were not for the factor of all of the merch content that we see on Facebook as much as we do, then it would get you back into the point where you're just concentrating on researching and learning how to do this over again. If you're doing the same thing you were doing last year for merch, unfortunately, it doesn't work out like that for everybody. It doesn't work out like that for the majority of people. So that would be my advice. Just detach for a little bit, get your mind together, you know, put some positivity back in yourself, do something that makes you laugh, do something that makes you smile. Maybe design a shirt that may not sell, but you know what, it makes you happy because it's something that you like. And you never know, there may be someone else out there just like you who likes that particular shirt. But those are the types of things. It's all about finding your happy in print on demand again. And I think that's what people are missing right now. And I think that's why a lot of people feel so discouraged and disparaged about merch by Amazon right now. That's really all I got for today, guys. Like I said, super short show. Please enjoy your weekend, and I will see you guys on Monday. Please don't forget, like and subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Take care.